Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back now. Golly, this month is his seventh anniversary. How about that? We're going to celebrate 7 years of Lee Branham, wall to wall. Lee Branham. He's the founder of Keeping the People Incorporated. He's the author of 7 Hidden Reasons People Leave, and he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to know more about how to work better and more effectively and successfully with our employees. Lee Branham, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
7 years. How about that?
Time flies. You still trust my brain, though, right?
That's exactly right. I still trust your brain. Hey, Lee, I do the jokes around here, okay? Hey, Lee, for all these years, you've joined us on the show so many times talking about employee engagement, and you've helped us introduce the concept of helping the people who work with us to be happy in their job, to take ownership, to be engaged, and we've learned about how that lowers turnover rate. That increases productivity. It makes people happier. But most of the work that we've talked about, most of the stuff we've talked about, has been along the lines of what you and I need to do for them, how we need to adjust our management style or whatever. But right. You have another angle you want to go at today.
Well, yes. I mean, I was with a consulting firm about 15 years ago, and I started doing engagement surveys where we find out how engaged employees are. And by the way, only about 25% of the workforce is fully engaged. But what we found was we started reporting these results to the managers, and of course it was the responsibility of the managers to be held accountable for the engagement of their employees and start trying to do something to make them more engaged. And of course managers do have a lot of responsibility for that. But one manager came to me and he said, "You know what? You know, some of my employees need to be more engaged, and I think I'm doing my part. I don't think they're doing their part, and we're not holding them accountable. We're surveying us to see how good a job we're doing engaging them. But what are we doing to give them a score on how engaged they are?" And I thought, boy, he's got a great point there. And so when I started writing my book, Reengage, I made sure to include a chapter on self-engagement and what employees can do. And I now do training to employees on what they can do. But I think a lot of companies don't spend a lot of time making employees understand, here's what we expect you to do to be engaged. And they don't make that very clear.
Well, one of the things that the reason I agree with you 100% is because this has been my attitude. All the people I've had on the show who've talked about the younger generations, it's the Gen Xers and the millennials, and it's all been about what you and I need to do to get along with them, what you and I need to do to understand them, you and I need to do this and we need to do that because they're different and we have to do this and we have to do that. And I said, after a few of those interviews, I said, wait a minute. I was here first. You know, you're showing up at my business. I'm going to do everything I can to help you, but you got to meet me halfway.
That's exactly the right way to think about it.
I need you to be in the middle. Let's meet in the middle here somewhere.
Yeah exactly right. Because there's no doubt about it. A lot of employees coming into the workforce have been overparented, and they expect to be coached every day. And they expect too much because of the way they've been raised. And, some of the recent stuff going on at Yahoo, where they have decided, or Facebook, I guess it was, where the CEO said you're no longer allowed to work from home.
Right.
You know, there's,
right.
there are a lot of employees that are spending too much time.
That licked the red off of some candy out there, didn't it, Lee?
It did what?
It licked the red off of some candy out there at Yahoo, didn't it?
It really did.
She licked the red right off their candy, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. But a lot of employees spend too much time at the computer and not enough being face-to-face with their co-workers. And
I
made a great point about that.
I have a slide that I use in some of my speeches. It's got two gorillas looking at each other face-to-face, and the caption I put on it is, face-to-face is the original social media. Well, face-to-face is the original work protocol, too. Lee, hold on to that thought. Quickly, your website.
Keepingthepeople.com.
Check it out, folks. 22, right back with Lee Brandon. We're going to talk more about self-engagement. I like this. Stand by. Here we go. Because this land's the
place I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.